talk to you.
What you call rocking it old school, man?
Woo, you could keep us still.
Woo, man. Woo.
The words just come out of nowhere in my head. I think, how do I remember the words of these songs?
That's right, that's right. Oh, you talk about old school. That takes me back.
We were headbanging.
Back when I didn't know what good music was, man.
For them, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than Ozzy. I mean, as far as content. Maybe better guitar players and all that, but.
No, we had a good time then, you know.
Yes, we did.
It was all good. It was all good. Yeah.
Good, clean fun.
All good, clean fun.
Uh-huh. I liked that. I'm still.
Yeah, you're still excited about that. You're still excited about that. Let's get started.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Does it change if I keep saying it? It's Friday.
Everybody. Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Ooh,
we made it. We made it. Give yourself five. No, don't do that. People will look at you weird. But you can mentally give yourself five. Visually, sure. In your head.
Okay.
Just give yourself a big
visualize
high five.
It right
here,
now.
Right.
Visualize
yeah,
it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how
about.
the Olympians get gold medals.
They visualize
they
them?
Visualize it happening.
Visualize swirled peas.
Yep.
All right. You know, I was thinking about this a while ago, and you know, you really wouldn't be anywhere without us men.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. I mean, woman, right?
Uh-huh.
Has got man in the word.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you would just be whoa, which you are.
Whoa.
But you know what I'm saying?
That's where they came up with that.
Whoa, man. So, yeah, you know, without man, you wouldn't even be a woman. Look, Mr. Mm-hmm. is in Mrs. You couldn't have Mrs. without a Mr. in it.
Yeah.
Like female, mm-hmm. you got to have male. Without, otherwise, it's just fee.
Mm-hmm.
And even she has he in it.
Mm-hmm.
Madam even has Adam in it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Without us, I'm just saying you got to have us.
Yeah. You know what we get with you?
What?
You know what we get with you?
Yeah.
Mental breakdowns.
What?
Menstrual cramps. What? Mental illness. Menopause. Gynecologists, and if you're really, really having a bad day, you can get a hysterectomy.
I see where you're going. Mental.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah. Hysterectomy.
Menopause.
Menopause. Yeah.
So it seems like we're the root of all your problems too.
How's that?
I like gynecology.
How's that theory?
That's pretty cool.
How's your theory panning out for you now?
It's still there. So this guy, I'm working on it. It's not perfected. So this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in church, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a big church crowd, and the guy's preaching and everything. And all of a sudden, the devil shows up.
Is that what he does?
Does he count
Dracula?
Yeah. Well, I've come to take over this church. I'm going to devour everyone in it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
everybody's screaming and running mm-hmm. and tripping over pews and busting out windows. And, you know, preacher's a cloud of dust. Pew, gone.
He just leaves everybody there?
Sure, man. What kind of a preacher is he? He's out of the side door with the choir loft. Pew, gone.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, third row on the left,
mm-hmm.
still sitting there. Yep. Old man.
Uh-huh.
Old man. Guy's cane, just looking up at the guy. And the devil looks at him and says, "Didn't you hear me, old man? I'm going to devour everybody in here." Bwah! Guy says, "Yeah, I heard you. I ain't scared of you." He says, "Well, why not, old man?" He says, "Been married to your sister for 30 years."
See, that's actually a funny joke my dad told.
Yes.
But you made it way funnier with your whole sound effects and the whole business.
I try, you know, I try. So, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm. You gonna ask it?
Yes. Would you rather have out of your...
Oh, would you rather?
Would you rather have out
of... You said I couldn't do that anymore. They said that was the grossest show ever.
This isn't a gross one.
Oh.
Would you rather have your... Helen... Would you out of you know, what would you rather have out of Helen? Perfection or trust?
Trust.
If you had perfection, you wouldn't need trust.
Hmm.
Would you rather have perfection or trust?
Trust.
Jesus tells us to be ye perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Therefore, only in him
be ye perfect.
Can we be perfect?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So if we trust him,
we'll be perfect.
We'll be perfect.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's an interesting question with a twist answer.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
What?
Speaking of trust.
Yes.
And the fact that I can't trust you in certain areas.
What areas is that?
I read an article about unusual names today.
Now I know where we're going.
And.
I see where we're going.
The name of these children.
Yes.
Who are 12 and 7 years old. Their names are, there's a girl and a boy. They're brother and sister. Dow Jones.
What?
And Indiana Jones.
Are their parents on crack?
Let me let that sink in there for a minute.
Indiana and Dow. What are the chances they're going to change their names as first chance they get?
To people, what is the matter with
that
parents?
Is just mean.
This isn't even the 70s when they were all doped up.
Well, you know, celebrities are bad about naming their kids weird stuff, like Apple.
Well, Apple's not even that bad.
Apple is pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as some of them.
Shaniqua. I have a Shaniqua.
A Shaniqua?
It's spelled Shaniqua, but it's pronounced Shaniqua.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I don't know what they like. They think they have to be different. Well,
it's
I don't
almost,
understand
it's like,
that.
And some of them are like almost same. Like instead of like you know, you, some like you almost like you heard it.
Yeah.
Weird, you know, like instead of Rosemary,
uh-huh.
It's Rosemarie.
Yeah. What?
What? Well, I'm never gonna remember that. I'm just gonna call you Rosemary. Okay.
That's just not no. My brain doesn't work that way.
And how about Carlene, but with a CH at the beginning? Are you ever going to call that person
no,
Carlene just
no,
by reading their name?
It'll be Charlene.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
I got in trouble. I said Charlene.
Yeah.
It's Carlene.
Oh, well, that's not how it's spelled.
Says Charlene on my paper. It's Carlene. Thank
you. Did you learn phonics?
Did your parents know how to spell?
And Sarah.
With what's wrong with Sarah?
Well, in biblical spelling, you know, A-H.
Well, yeah, but you still pronounce
A-I.
The same.
I knew a Sarah with an AI before it was changed.
That's just confusing. S-A-R-A-I?
Mm-hmm.
That's Sarai.
It's Sarai.
Sarai.
Sarai?
Sarai.
Sarai, Sarai. That was confusing. I could never spell it right.
I know.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. And Amy. There were several Amys in our class.
Yeah.
One was normally spelled A-M-Y, most normal people would spell it. Then I had an A-M-M-E-E.
Still what? Spells Amy. Amy Mann spelled A-M-E-E.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's still, still pronounced the same way.
Yeah.
You can change
who
the spelling
like
as
that?
Long as it's
no.
pronounced. But Charlene to Carlene is wrong.
No, that doesn't work. Anyway, so anywho. So these children, okay, who are named Dow Jones and Indiana Jones, the mother, when asked, "What on earth were you thinking?" said, "Well, Indiana we picked because we both love Indiana Jones. We did that on purpose. And when their son was born, they were going to call him Jack Jones because that was the name of the character, and the Indiana was his, was that his name was actually Jack?
I don't know.
Or his son's name was Jack, or somebody in the movie trilogy was
Jack.
Jack. But when she was asleep after giving birth to her beautiful son under the epidural medicine, her husband on a dare named her child Dow without her knowing it.
There you go.
And now here too we come to why I can't trust Brad.
We don't
because
need to go there.
When I was under the epidural, under the influence of the drugs and
you.
Sleeping
now,
in
wait,
the hospital.
Just no, a second. When we were dating.
When I was under the influence of epidural drugs, you changed the middle name of our child and made it Shakabuku on the birth certificate.
I told
Helen
you
Marie Shakabuku McFadden.
I told
what
you.
What the heck is the matter with you?
When we were dating, that I was going to have two children, Shakabuku Shaka Khan McFadden and Rutabaga Rimshot McFadden. Now, you're just lucky that the second child didn't live long enough for me to give him a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it would be on the birth certificate.
No, his name was going to be Will. William Gary.
Rimshot
McFadden. That's why I can't trust you, Shakabuku.
It's a good name.
Poor Helen.
That's a good name. It's a good name. Nothing wrong with that name.
I woke
I stand
up
by that name. It's spelled
I woke
like it sounds.
After giving it's birth
like
to
it sounds.
After being in labor for 12 hours and having to have a C-section.
Yeah.
To Shakabuku.
What you get for making me go in that delivery room?
I didn't make you go in there.
You made me go in there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You looked at me with those eyes like, "You're the cruelest person in the world.
I
you don't come
said
in here
I
with
was
me.
Never mean to you or never said any of those stupid things that they always have in all the deliveries.
No,
this is all your fault and all that business.
You just,
no.
Nope. Nope. You just smelled like steak. That's what you did to me.
So I can't trust you anymore. Nope. I'm never going to go under the influence of any kind of sleeping drug whatsoever.
While the child naming is going on.
He will do strange things to me.
Now wait just a second.
Because Shakabuku, that's the poor. What
what's
is she going to do
name?
With that?
It's a good name. It means fire of the head. It's a good name. It's a psychic jolt. It's a
I know
psychic
what it means.
Jolt to the head that changes your perception of reality forever.
Just because I love the word and it's our word, doesn't mean I want it on her birth certificate.
Well, she did change our perception of reality forever.
You think?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I think
it seemed like a fitting name to me.
Yeah,
it's even better than Rimshot because Rimshot really doesn't have.
Yeah, but you blindsided me. You didn't. You could have told me.
I told you.
No.
I told you I wasn't
jokingly.
Kidding. I told you I wasn't kidding.
No, you did not.
I did too.
I was not prepared for this at all.
We were dating.
Nope.
I told you those were the dates.
Blindsided, lied.
I was not going to tell you. That's what I said.
Liar, liar, pits and fire.
But we call her Skeeter.
Yeah, but
go
she
figure.
Got that when she was little, first started learning to crawl.
Yeah.
You called her Skeeter.
I did.
She looked like a wounded soldier skeeting across the floor.
She did. She didn't crawl. She skeeted.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where on earth you got that name. Where did that come from? I'd never heard that word other than skeet shooting.
Mosquitoes.
No,
call them
they're
skeeters.
Not skeeters.
I've heard them called that. Like Skeeter Boat.
Yeah.
It's got a mosquito.
Yeah, but where
on
did
it.
You get Skeeter out of her wounded soldier crawl?
She was skeeting across the floor.
Where would you? Well, how did that occur to you?
It wasn't a scoot. It was a skeet.
Uh-huh. Just like it's a creek instead of a crack.
That's funny. She says, will you leave the door creaked?
Instead of crack. She said creaked. And it's a cremote, not a remote.
There was a little creak in it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's so cute. I don't correct her ever.
I know.
Because that's so cute.
And so one day she's going to get made fun of because you won't tell her the right
then
way to say it.
Then I will beat the tar out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
I will bash their
that.
Faces in.
Yeah, you do that. That's really Christian-like. She's going to be calling it a cremote, and people are going to be like, what?
Cremote.
What is that?
That's actually...
It's a remote.
That is a remote control. It's an approved abbreviation of remote control. Cremote.
I've told her that's not what it's called.
It is called that.
But it's a cremote. Still calls it a cremote.
I call it a cremote now because I like it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do not.
Do.
You just think it's cute, so you let her say it.
I do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She's 7 years old.
So? She makes A's on all her English papers.
She thinks boys are cute.
I don't want to talk about that. She thinks Drake and Josh are cute. So let's just leave it at that.
That's a show. So that's different. Where do they live? Can we go see them?
Oh,
what can we do to go see them?
I don't want to hear this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to put my head back in the sandbox.
So I hear that the mermaid hates the Wiggles.
What's wrong with the Wiggles?
Well, he said he'd bash their heads in if he ever met him.
He tweeted today that he was going to bash the Wiggles.
That's horrible. I love the Wiggles.
Those are our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, sir.
I know. I love them.
Like that.
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
That's a good song.
Uh-huh.
What's that dinosaur song?
All I can think of is the other one. We are the dinosaurs. March. That's Lori Bergner.
Lori Bergner. She's hilarious.
The dinosaurs marching.
And she's great.
I know all Lori Bergner songs too. Salad. There it is. Yummy, yummy.
This is just for you, John Wilkerson.
Yummy, yummy.
Thanks for requesting it.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Yummy,
yummy, yummy.
Make some fruit salad today.
Gotta love the Australians, don't you?
Did it take you back a little bit?
It does, man. We watch the Wiggles every day.
Wasn't the Wiggle area much era? Wiggle era?
Way better than Barney.
Way better than the Hannah Montana era that we're in now.
No, because I can actually tolerate Hannah Montana. And Jonas Brothers are Christian. They come from the college I went to. Their dad was the worship leader when I was there. That is so cool. I knew their dad. Now we
made it. It's time. Okay. It tastes so good that you just can't. This is their best song ever. Dorothy the Dinosaur is pretty good, but.
Oh, that's the one. We'll all be eating it. What was the other one that we loved? Remember when we went to Alabama? Eat up the banana. Helen listened. She was three, and she listened to this tape all the way there. 12 hours.
Right. Yep. Yep.
The Wiggles.
Yep. John Wilkerson's turned us off now, so I can turn that down. Anyway. Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, we listened to it the whole way over and over and over again.
And then we got Lori Bergner.
Again, Daddy, again. And so I had to do that. Yeah, Lori Bergner I like, actually.
Yeah, we had hers, too.
She had some good...
She was just coming out.
But, I mean, she had songs that you could listen to.
Yeah, they were fun. Well, they still are fun. Like,
how do you spell Bergner?
We are the dinosaurs marching.
Not that one.
Marching.
What's Bergner?
I don't know if it's B-E-R-K-E-N-E-R or...
Bergner.
I think it's Bergner.
Bergner.
What are you, a chicken?
I don't have the popcorn song listed. No, that's like your favorite song. I'm going to eat my popcorn. Oh, popcorn is calling me. There it is. I did find it.
I was walking outside. It was a 2:45 when I heard my popcorn calling me. Walk on home.
Faith has her popcorn every night. And you know what? It's calling her right now because it's late. It's Friday. And she wants popcorn. Popcorn and a Coke.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle,
sizzle, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle,
sizzle,
sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Gotta get to the pop.
It's just a sample.
Sizzle, sizzle, pop, 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 pop. There you go.
Victor Vito's good too, but anyway.
Lori's got a pig on her head. Lori's got a pig on her head.
Didn't mean to do that.
Lori's got a pig on her head. She keeps it there all day.
Just went ahead and played it anyway. Well, anyway. There you go.
That's your fun Friday music.
There's your fun Friday music. Didn't you enjoy it? If you're listening to this at the beginning of a Friday, then I hope you have a great day. If you listen to it at the end of the Friday,
hope you had a great day.
You ended your Friday with this?
Really?
Really?
You haven't found anything?
Go out and see a movie or something?
Yeah, like go spend some time with your significant other.
Do something.
Or with the Lord, maybe.
Get a life, man. Anyway, so, but if you happen to listen to this on another day besides Friday because you're behind and you're trying to get caught up and you're doing the 2 days like I suggested, keep it up. You'll get there. It's okay. But the next Friday you have, think about this show and how we wished you a good Friday and all.
Yeah.
It's not Good Friday. Good Friday's in March. April?
It depends.
It depends?
Depends on when it falls.
Yeah. Really? You can have a Good Friday in March?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't like to march.
I don't like it when Easter's in March.
March hurts my feet.
It's too cold.
It makes my feet sore.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you do. Remember that? The Nazi
Those Dr.
March?
Souls are cool, though.
Dr. Scholes?
That's what I said.
The inserts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are great. Then your feet don't stink.
No.
You have issues with that.
I do. I have to wash my feet a lot. Because you know what? I don't have that issue anymore because wear Crocs.
Yeah.
And Crocs don't stink.
Nope.
If you wear Crocs and your foot stinks, it's your foot, not the shoe.
That's right. It's because you wear those horrible leather sandals all those years. Leather flip-flops and leather sandals. You'd think leather would breathe, but they're not. They were nasty.
Well, I had some plastic flip-flops, too. Some, like, styrofoam-y flip-flops.
They stunk.
Yeah, they stunk, too.
They were awful. You would scrub them clean, and it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. You could wash them with bleach or something.
They were disgusting.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. But Crocs don't smell.
Nope.
They're great.
That's your Friday tip. Go buy a pair of Crocs.
Oh, love
and we
Crocs.
Don't mean the big, ugly nurse and doctor Crocs.
No, you know,
that all the little
they make
kids
cool
wear.
Crocs
Helen
now.
Helen wears those because they're cute and she has gibbets all in them and they're cute. But she also has the flip-flop kind that Brad and I have.
When I was a kid, gibbets were something that was in turkey gravy.
Which I wear only. See, I don't wear my Crocs in public because I'm too vain. But I do wear them in the house and to garden in. And I do wear them when I iron because they help my back from not hurting. They're the best shoe ever.
They are the best shoe ever, and I actually have a pair I wear to work. They're canvas.
They're a canvas loafer.
They're a canvas loafer, and they're got Croc bottoms, and they are awesome. Now you can't wear them without socks though, because they make your feet sweat.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, but they don't stink.
No, I mean you could wear them without socks. I have worn them without socks.
Huh.
But they sweat up in there because they don't breathe well. Very good. I guess.
Huh.
I don't know. But I wear those little mini socks.
Yeah.
They're not really socks. They're like mini socks. They're like
those
almost
ankle socks.
They're lower than ankle socks. You can't
That's
even
just
see
because they've shrunk.
Looks like I don't have any socks on.
Mm-hmm. Is that really right to not wear socks to work? I mean,
yep.
Do you work at a company that's casual enough to be able to get away with that?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
But I do it anyway.
You did have a Hawaiian shirt on the other day.
Yep.
To church.
Friday
to work.
Is Hawaiian shirt day.
It is.
Oh, that's a quote from Office Space.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Faith is on a shirt that says, "Girls just want to have fun."
Uh-huh.
And it's got a duck on it.
Well, it's a...
It's supposed to look like Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck and Mickey Mouse.
Minnie Mouse, but they're cheap knockoffs.
It's a knockoff.
It just looks like a duck with a bow in her hair and a rat with a bow in her hair.
It's a good pajama shirt.
Got a rat and a duck on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is kind of weird because in life, rats and ducks don't really hang out together.
I know.
You know what else I've never seen in life?
Huh?
A giant mouse with a dog is a pet.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Why can the mouse talk and the dog can't?
Well, have you discussed this before? Why?
And then what's Goofy? If Goofy's a dog and Pluto's a dog, why can Goofy almost like talk and stuff and Pluto can't?
Yeah, he's dumb. I don't know.
The chipmunks can talk. Donald can talk.
Yeah,
Daisy
Donald,
can talk.
Donald runs around.
Goofy can talk.
Donald runs around with no pants on all the time.
True.
And then he gets out of the shower and puts a towel around him.
That's weird. And then he's got three little ducky cousins that can all talk.
Yeah, they're nothing. No good. No good.
But Pluto?
Good.
Nope. Not a word.
Mm-mm. Strange.
Strange.
That Disney
was wacko.
Mm-hmm.
He was weird in the head.
Mm-hmm. Something seriously wrong.
They chopped his head off and froze it.
What?
Yeah.
No, they didn't chop his head off. They froze his whole body, didn't they?
No, just his head. He didn't need his body anymore. His head. Just his
he
head.
Said
it's
just
his brain.
He just wanted because he's so smart that he
yeah they figure eventually
his brain cryogenically frozen.
You download all his data and stuff, and then put him on a hard drive. Somewhere.
I bet you those are the people we need for my TiVo box, which I don't have replaced yet, by the way. Just so y'all know,
TiVo
you're going to have an update
week.
On Monday.
We're going out with TiVo this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
box. Yeah. We're Brad did not come through with me on the TiVo
We're working
box.
On it. It's in progress.
What you need to do is go talk to those people who are going to download Disney's
brain
and bring them, take my TiVo box to them and have them download and get all my Glide stuff off of there.
Yeah.
In my last episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Saying.
Okay.
And you need to buy me Walk the Line now, since we lost it.
Are you quite done?
God, I was all upset again.
This is what my life is like. It's so sad.
You know what?
What?
You make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your clié, your whatever you had, your
clié.
That was a million years ago. Your trio.
It was a palm back then. Yeah, it was
whatever,
just a palm.
Whatever. But it was a called a clié.
No, it wasn't.
That was the brand.
No, I had a clié after I lost the palm.
Yeah, because you flipped out. You were really cranky when you lost because you left it in the bathroom or something. It got stolen.
Yep.
Who takes that in the bathroom? Does everybody take that? You know what? We were...
You can't go to the bathroom without your cell phone now.
But I'm at Red Lobster. We went to Red Lobster for supper.
Yes.
I go in the bathroom. This girl comes in talking on the phone. Doesn't hang up. Goes to the bathroom. Flushes the body. Continues to talk on the phone. Doesn't tell her, I'm in the bathroom. Da, 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 whatever. What is the matter with people?
You can't do that, man.
But you know what? That has happened more than more times than I can count.
You got to at least
put them on mute.
That
women have come in. No.
That's just not right.
They just kept talking. How would they be talking if it was on mute? What is wrong?
Sorry, you always have to.
You can't hang up long enough to go potty
while you're talking and doing things with people, and then you just act like nothing happened and just go on with the conversation.
I
mean, because they know what just happened.
I know.
It's just rude.
Mm-hmm. There are two people, April and my mom, and that's
Pluto.
It.
There are two people in the world. April and your mom, and that's it.
That's
me and
right.
Helen are left on the cold.
Nope. If I have to go potty and I'm on the phone, there's the only two people that I will if I'm on the phone with.
Do you at least mute it or something?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because those are the two people I talk with the longest.
Yes.
And so, I don't want to just, I'll call you right back. I'll just put it on mute. Say, start talking about something, and I put it on mute. Or I don't even tell them. Just mute it.
I see a lot of people go to the bathroom and, to the urinals.
Mm-hmm.
With their headphones on while they're on a conference call, and they'll have their headphones on. And they'll,
well, then I understand that. You just put it on mute. You got to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't bother me at all. It's just when these women are yickety yakking and going potty like it's nothing.
I'm not going to say a word here.
I don't think you should.
I don't think you should.
There's
either.
Nothing to say.
There is nothing to say.
It's rude. What was I saying about the. Oh, yeah. You lost your trio. And you'd have thought
that you lost
whatever it was, you
it was
lost
just the
it,
old
and you
palm,
thought
handheld palm.
You'd have
thing.
Thought you lost your life. So you're giving me a hard time about this whole TiVo business is unacceptable.
A little different.
No.
You can go potty without the TiVo.
You can.
You can't pause.
I can't because I can't pause it to go. What am I supposed to do? Miss something?
You got menopause.
Yeah, you brought it on. mental instability.
Hey, what happened to Chris and Lottie Da and
Lottie Da is at camp
still? Come on, it's August.
She said she was going to be there till the end of August.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what happened to Chris. Where is he?
Chris, Jesus freak and all that.
Take your finger.
There was another one. There was another one. A younger listener. I think we drove all young listeners away.
We did. We're not cool enough.
No.
Huh. We need to know if you're still out there, please.
We started playing Petra.
Maybe because it's summer.
We started playing Petra and the Wiggles and started singing opera instead of got away from the Christian rap stuff. And
DG almost lost his mind.
He did?
Yeah, with the music.
Why?
Because he got trapped in the car with us.
Oh, with the...
With the 80s
music. Oh, the
80s
music that day. That's right. Mm-hmm. When we went to Winsboro.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and you and Tim and Gracie mm-hmm. and Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And we were jamming out the 80s. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel and...
Mm-hmm. John Mellencamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got the new John Mellencamp album, by the way.
I know, but I don't like that as much as the one from 98.
It is so good.
I don't like it as much.
Man, it's good.
I mean, I need to listen to it some more.
Yeah, it's kind of the one you need to just listen to and focus on. It's not like background sing-along stuff.
Yeah, it's not catchy songs.
No, but every song has this twist or mental, it's like a twist or something to it. It's mm-hmm. really cool.
Didn't we say we were going a long time ago?
Where are we going? We going somewhere?
To eat popcorn.
Oh, that's right. We got popcorn to eat. All right. Well, everybody, vayas con Dios. Go with God.
Vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios. The person who destroyed the earth and millions of people with it, like 4,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. You should try loving him back.